From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Bob Nelson. School will likely look very different in the northern and southern regions of San Juan County this year. From KUER's Southeast News Bureau, Kate Gretzinger reports the county's school district surveyed parents to come up with a flexible plan, which it released Thursday night.
Around 60% of parents in the southern region of San Juan said they prefer online learning, while over 70% in the north said they want school to resume in person. Superintendent Ron Nielsen attributes that to the fact that COVID-19 has hit the Navajo communities in the south much harder than the rest of the county.
People had seen so much more sickness, hospitalization, and even death than Blanding and Monticello. We hadn't seen those type of experiences up here yet.
To deal with this difference, the district has built flexibility into its reopening plan so parents can choose at home, in person, or a hybrid model. Lucille Cody is on the school board. She represents part of the Navajo Nation called Montezuma Creek and said her biggest concern is safety.
You see all these, like the ambulance going 3-4 times a day. I'm sure they go all night. And then the helicopter flying in.
But with limited internet access on the Navajo Nation, it's harder for students there to learn online. Still, she said she will probably choose the hybrid model for her two kids. Kate Gretzinger, KUER News.
Officials with the Dixie Regional Medical Center announced Thursday they will be changing their name. The facility in St. George is part of Intermountain Healthcare and will soon be known as Intermountain St. George Hospital. In a press conference, hospital administrator Mitch Cloward says the name change has been in the works for months and that while the name Dixie is controversial, it has a positive meaning for many in the southwestern Utah community. But Cloward said the hospital's mission includes serving the 5 million tourists that visit the region annually and partnerships throughout the country.
A hospital needs to be a place where patients all feel welcome and safe to be cared for.
The name change becomes official January 1st. 2021. Salt Lake County is creating more than 100 short-term jobs, which include positions that will help local health departments with contact tracing and quarantine and isolation operations. County Mayor Jenny Wilson made the announcement Thursday. She said the jobs are the first step to address the negative economic and health effects of COVID-19.
This initiative will provide jobs within our community for those who have suffered hardship. We need language assistance and we need support from people who may have some inroads into communities that often can be harder to reach.
Wilson says the county is already looking for resumes and positions will run until the end of the year. And Utah Republicans Representative John Curtis and Senator Mitt Romney introduced federal legislation Thursday to expand portions of the state's Bonneville Shoreline Trail. Right now, the trail is just over 100 miles along the bench formed by the ancient lake that once covered a good part of northern Utah. The ultimate goal is for the Bonneville Shoreline Trail to stretch from the Idaho border to the town of Nephi in central Utah. Curtis and Romney's bill would swap parcels of wilderness and forestry land to build more trail in Salt Lake and Utah counties. You're listening to KUER News. I'm Bob Nelson.